Looking at the NEG, what are the major elements of this guarantee that are currently in dispute?
Well, there's a few, but the overwhelming one that the most criticism has been about is in relation to the carbon emissions target. So the NEG has essentially two components. One is focusing on reliability of the electricity system, and the other one relates to putting a cap on carbon emissions. And it's the emissions target that is the most controversial. And the reason for that is that the target is very weak. By some calculations, the target is weaker than business as usual. So in that case, it wouldn't do anything to help reduce emissions right through to 2030. So obviously, it's got a bit of criticism for that.
Really not making either side happy. One side of the table says this is a backdoor carbon tax, which is what we wiped out Labor for, while the other side of the table, obviously, it's not good enough. It's not really meeting any targets.
Well, that's right. And on the way things currently stand, you could have both Adam Bandt from the Greens and Tony Abbott from the right of the Liberal Party both opposing the NEG. One because it goes too far, the other because it doesn't go far enough. And as someone said, they can't both be right.
Strange bedfellows indeed.
Yeah.
Do we have any projected impacts on what the NEG might have on renewable energy generation and reducing emissions in Australia?
Well, there's been quite a lot of modelling. The target currently proposed is for a 26% reduction in carbon emissions by 2030. And if on the projections for the NEG, the baseline is that in the absence of the NEG, you get about a 24% emission reduction. And so the 26% means you get an extra 2%. But other people have pointed out that if you take account of the Queensland and the Victorian government target for renewable energy growth, then in fact that wouldn't represent an increase above that business as usual at all. So everyone is pretty agreed that it's not going to make a big difference in terms of the uptake and may lead to may require no additional renewable energy at all beyond what's currently planned out to 2030.
And I know this isn't necessarily your area of expertise, Chris, but looking at the other side of this debate or the other major issue in this debate, do we have any projection on what it would mean for power reliability and power prices?
Yeah, well, the way that the NEG is intended to improve reliability and prices is by providing greater certainty for investors, because at the moment, no business that is interested in investing in power has any idea of what the policy settings are likely to be over the next 10 years. If you're an investor in the power sector, you know there needs to be action on climate change, but in the absence of a firm policy framework, you don't know what that's going to be. That creates uncertainty, and that makes the investors less likely to invest, which means we have less generation in the market. And if you've got less supply of electricity, as demand increases, that creates the potential for reliability problems. So the intent is that if we create more certainty by having a fixed and agreed policy framework, investors will build more network, will build more generation capacity, and that should put downward pressure on prices and increase reliability. But that also has been contentious about whether that will actually do that.
Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who obviously we mentioned a moment ago there, has gone on to say that Australians don't care about the Paris Agreement. They don't care about reducing carbon emissions. They care purely about the hip pockets, the way power prices might threaten to increase and how it will affect them and their budgets. Would you say that's a fair assessment? It seems to be perhaps underselling a lot of Australians, selling a lot of Australians short.
Yeah, well, I think it's fair to say that most Australians care about their electricity prices, but most Australians also care about the impact of climate change. You've got 100% of New South Wales in drought today, only a few years after we suffered the millennium drought. And most people recognise that climate change is real, it's having an impact, and it's having, it's already impacting on people's lives and their economic well-being. So I think there's plenty of opinion polling indicating that people want to see action both on reducing energy bills, but also acting on climate change because they see it as a real threat to their future and their children's future.
After Friday, how likely is it that the NEG will go through? We've got a couple of politicians from the federal government claiming they will cross the floor, including Tony Abbott. But for the Greens and for Labor, it seems to be the only offer that's really on the table right now. So what is your view on this? How likely do you think it is to go through?
It's really probably 50-50 at the moment. Could go either way. And it really boils down to what position the Victorian government takes, because the structure of the NEG requires legislation both at the federal level on the emissions target, but also at the state level in terms of the regulation of the electricity market. So that's legislation that needs to be adopted by every state in the national electricity market. That means it requires the Victorian government to agree. And the Victorian government has said that at the moment it will not agree to the NEG with the weak emissions targets that it has in place, particularly as the NEG really doesn't take account of the fact that the Victorian government has a target of 50% renewable energy, and that would simply be rolled into the national framework of the NEG. And the Victorians have said, look, we want to get credit for what we're doing on renewables, and we want to have a more meaningful target. So if the Victorian government sticks to its current position, they're in a position to veto the NEG. I hope that doesn't happen, because although it's flawed, it's the only game in town, and it does provide a platform for increasing those emissions targets in future. But it's largely up to the Victorian government now about whether we get a truce in the climate wars.
Well, Chris, there has been a great deal of confusion on this one. Do appreciate your insight. Do appreciate your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.